This is the Sakar Moli of the 31st of March 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are now exiting the gate of this old world and entering the gate to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Only the Father shows you the path to liberation and liberation in life. Question. What is the best karma at the present time? Answer. The best karma is to become sticks for the blind in your thoughts, words and deeds. You children should churn the ocean of this knowledge about which words should be written so that people can find the path home to liberation as well as to the land of liberation in life, so that they can easily understand that the path to peace and happiness is shown here. Om Shanti. Have you heard of the magician's lamp? Aladdin's lamp too has been remembered. What does Aladdin's lamp or the magician's lamp show you? It shows paradise, heaven, the land of happiness. A lamp is called a light. At present, there is darkness. You children are now holding fairs and exhibitions to show everyone the light. You are spending so much money and beating your heads. You ask, Baba, what shall we call it? Bombay is called the Gateway of India. Steamers first dock in Bombay. In Delhi, too, there is the India Gate. This here is our gate to liberation and liberation in life. There are two gates. There are always two gates, in and out. One is for entering and the other is for exiting. It is the same here. We enter a new world, then exit this old world, and then return to our home. However, we're unable to return home by ourselves because we have forgotten our home. The guide is needed. We have found him and he is showing us the way. You children know that Baba is showing you the way to liberation and liberation in life, peace and happiness. Therefore you should write, Gateway to the Land of Peace and the Land of Happiness. You have to churn this. They have many thoughts about what liberation is and what liberation in life is. No one knows what these are. Everyone wants peace and happiness. Let there be peace and also wealth and prosperity. These only exist in the Golden Age. Therefore, Gateway to Shantidham and Sukhdham should be written. Otherwise, Gate to Purity, Peace and Prosperity. These words are good. These three things do not exist here. Therefore, it should be explained that all of these existed in the New World. God the Father, the Purifier, is the one who establishes the new world. Therefore, we definitely have to exit this old world and return home. So this is the gate to purity, peace and prosperity. Baba likes this name. In fact, although it is Shiv Baba who carries out the opening, he does it through us Brahmins. There are many opening ceremonies in the world. Some are for hospitals, some for universities, but this inauguration only takes place once and only at this time. This is why a lot of thought is given to this. Some children have written, Brahma Baba should come and inaugurate this. We should invite both Bap and Dada. the father tells me, you're not allowed to go anywhere outside. The conscience does not allow me to go to inaugurate it, and law also does not allow me to go. Anyone can inaugurate it. It will be published in the papers. Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This name is good. Prajapita means the father of everyone. He is no less. The father himself carries out the ceremony. He is Karankaravanhar. Let it remain in your intellects that you are establishing heaven. Therefore you should make that much effort and follow Srimat. At the present time, there is only one best karma to do with your thoughts, words and deeds, and that is to become sticks for the blind. People even say, O God, give a stick to the blind. All are blind. Therefore the Father comes and becomes that stick. He gives each of you a third eye of knowledge, through which you go to heaven, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. It is number-wise. This is a very big hospital cum university. It has been explained that the Father of all souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and the Purifier. Remember that Father, and you will go to that land of happiness. This is hell. It cannot be called heaven. There is only one religion in heaven. When Bharat was heaven, there were no other religions there. Simply to remember this means to be Manmanabhav. In heaven, we were the masters of the whole world. You do not remember even this. It is in your intellects that you have found the Father. Therefore you should have the happiness of that. However, Maya is no less. Even after belonging to such a Father, you are unable to have that much happiness. You continue to choke. Maya repeatedly makes you choke a lot. She makes you forget to have remembrance of Shiv Baba. Then you say, I'm unable to stay in remembrance. The Father makes you dive deep into the ocean of this knowledge, whereas Maya makes you flounder in an ocean of poison. Some happily flounder a lot. The Father says, remember Shiv Baba. Nevertheless, Maya makes them forget. They don't have remembrance of the Father. They don't even know the Father. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. He is the one who finishes all of our sorrow. People go to the Ganges to bathe, because they consider the Ganges to be the purifier. In the golden age, you won't say that the Ganges removes your sorrow or erases your sins. Sages and holy men, etc., all go and sit on the banks of a river. Why do they not sit on the shore of an ocean? You children are now sitting on the shore of the ocean. Many children come to the ocean. It is understood that these small and large rivers have emerged from the ocean. The names Brahmaputra and Sindh Saraswati are given to them. The father explains, children, you have to pay a lot of attention to your thoughts, words and deeds. Never become angry. Anger first arises in the mind, and then in words and deeds. These are three windows. This is why the father explains, "Sweet children, do not talk unnecessarily. Stay in silence. When something emerges in words, it will also happen in your deeds. Anger first arises in the mind, and then comes out in words and deeds. It comes out of all three windows. It will first enter the mind. People of the world continue to cause sorrow for one another. They continue to fight. You must not cause sorrow for anyone. You shouldn't even have a thought of that. It is very good to remain in silence. The Father comes and opens the gate to heaven, that is, the gate to peace and happiness. He only tells you children this. He tells you children to tell others. Purity, peace, and prosperity only exist in heaven. You have to understand how you can go there. The Mahabharata war also opens the gates. Baba continues to churn the ocean of this knowledge about what name should be given. By churning this ocean of knowledge in the morning, you're able to extract the butter. Good suggestions emerge. This is why Baba says, "Wake up in the morning, remember the Father, and churn the ocean of this knowledge about what name should be given." Think about this. Some of you are able to come up with good ideas. You now understand that to change an impure person into a pure one means to change him from a resident of hell into a resident of heaven. Deities are pure. This is why people bow down in front of them. Although it's against the rules for you to bow down to anyone now, you have to continue to act tactfully. Sages consider themselves to be elevated and pure, and everyone else to be impure and degraded. Even though you know that you are the most elevated ones, when someone greets you with palms together, you have to respond to him. When they greet you in that way, you have to respond in the same way. If you do not interact with them tactfully, you will be unable to catch hold of them. You need plenty of tact. When death is standing over people's heads, they all remember God. Nowadays, many things continue to happen accidentally. Gradually, the fire will spread. The fire will start abroad, and then, gradually, the whole world will burn away. At the end, only you children will remain. You souls will be purified, and you will then receive a new world. You children take new notes for the world. You rule there. Aladdin's lamp is famous. By making such notes, you receive limitless treasures. This is accurate. You know that when a signal is given, Allah, Aladdin, instantly grants you visions. Simply remember Shiv Baba, and you will all have visions. Devotees receive visions by doing intense devotion. Here you receive visions of your aim and objective. Therefore you can remember Baba and heaven a great deal. You will continue to see it again and again. Those who are clever and remain engaged in having remembrance of Baba and this knowledge will be able to see the scenes and scenery at the end. The destination is very high. To consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father is not like going to your auntie's home. It requires a lot of effort. remembrance is the main thing. Just as Baba is the bestower of divine visions, in the same way, you will become bestowers of divine visions for yourselves. On the path of devotion, it is after they remember God with a lot of intensity that they have a vision. It is as though they become bestowers of divine visions through their own efforts. By remaining engaged in making effort to have remembrance, you will remain very happy and also have visions. You will be able to forget the whole of this world and become stable in the awareness of Man-Man above. What else do you need? You will then leave your bodies with the power of yoga. There is effort in performing devotion. Effort is required in this too. Baba continues to show you a first-class method of making effort. By considering yourselves to be souls, you will lose the awareness of bodies. It will be as though you become equal to the Father, and you will continue to have visions. There will also be a lot of happiness. The result of the final time has been remembered. You also have to remain detached from your own name and form. Therefore, what would your state become if you remembered the names and forms of others? This knowledge is very easy. The ancient yoga of Bharat has been remembered. There is magic in it. Baba has explained that those who have that knowledge of the Brahm element also leave their bodies like this. They say, "I am a soul and I will merge into the Supreme Soul." However, no one can merge. They have the knowledge of the Brahm element. Baba has seen that they leave their bodies simply whilst they are sitting somewhere. The atmosphere is very peaceful and there is dead silence. It is the ones who are on the path of this knowledge, the ones who are able to remain peaceful, who experience that dead silence. However, some children are still babies. They continue to fall down again and again. A lot of incognito effort is required in this. The efforts of those on the path of devotion are visible. They turn the beads of a rosary. They sit in a little hut and do devotion. Whereas here, you stay in remembrance whilst walking and moving around. No one is able to see that you are claiming the kingdom. You have to settle all your karmic accounts with yoga. They cannot be settled with this knowledge. The accounts will be settled with remembrance. The suffering of karma will be settled with remembrance. This is incognito. Everything that Baba teaches you is incognito. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never become angry in your thoughts, words or deeds. Pay a lot of attention to these three windows. Do not talk unnecessarily. Do not cause sorrow for one another. 2. Remain intoxicated in this knowledge and yoga and watch the scenes and scenery at the end. Finish any consciousness of bodies by forgetting your own name and form and the names and forms of others, and remain in the awareness of souls. Blessing. May you be a soul merged in love and filled with love and attainment, and by shooting arrows of love, make others unconscious with love. In a worldly way, when someone is absorbed in love for someone, you feel from his or her face, eyes and words, that that one is merged in love, that that one is in love. In the same way, when you go onto a stage, however much love for the Father you have emerged in you, arrows of love will accordingly make others unconscious with love. Do not have the form of thinking of a link of lecture or of repeating points. Instead, let there be the form of being merged in love, being filled with love and attainment. When you speak as an authority, it has an impact. Slogan: by attaining completion and perfection, bring the time of completion close. Abhyakt signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Everyone has begun to understand that there is the One. However, this One is the only One. Now plough the field of this upheaval. They have now reached the stage of saying that as well as this One, there are others too. But now shoot such an arrow that they say, this is the only One. The field is ready and will continue to be ready, but the foundation, newness, and seed is this new knowledge. They have experienced that this is altruistic love and spiritual love, but now, together with love, show them that you are souls with the authority of this knowledge, the authority of this true knowledge. Reveal this, then revelation will then take place. Om Shanti.